So quick idea on the parsha. You ready here? Quick idea of the Rishner. Anyone know who the Rishner is?
Yes.
You do know who the Rishner is.
He's American, doesn't
he? Yeah, he's not American.
Definitely not American.
It's from Brazil. Actually, it's from...
He's American.
Oh, that's fair. It's still... And nothing's changed. Absolutely nothing's changed. Okay, so a quick idea from Rabbi Yisrael Merzhin. He was known to be the Admor Malchus. He lived... He was the great-grandson of the Magen Mezrich. Anyone know who that is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he does? Of course he does. He's a man. So, Zabal Shem Tov, he had many Tamidim, but the one who continued Hasidus and spread it out into the world... was the Magid of Mezrich, who sent all his Tamidim out. The Magid of Mezrich had a son known as Rav Avma Malach. Rav Avma Malach was known as Rav Avma Malach, not because his name was Hamalach, but because like he wasn't a human, he didn't eat, didn't whatever, he was crazy high levels. Classic Kabbalah guy story. Anyway, so Rav Avma Malach had a son, and he was original. So there you go. And he had, he was Shom Shachman Prohibish, and Shom Shachman Prohibish had a son whose name is Rabbi Shor Rajin, and he started many Hasidus that you know today, a lot of which you don't know today because of the Holocaust, which like wiped it all out. But Boyan, Sadigor, you may have heard of these. They're all Rishon.
Sadigor.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We got to jump. Buzzer. We got to get buzzers in here. Okay. So this is actually from the Sefer. Oh, he didn't write it in his farm, but a Sefer put together after his passing called Irin Kadishin. And he has an amazing idea of literally not just your classic idea on the parasha, but this is a little bit more than that. And he says over here on the pasuk, Hashem pakarat zara kasher amar. Hashem remembers, this is the pasuk later on in Perek Chafalef, pasuk Aleph, where Hashem finally remembers Sarah, and she's been barren all her life, and she can't have children, and finally he remembers, kibyachol, right, because he remembers. He remembers Sarah and says, okay, I remember what I said. I'm going to give you a child. I told Avram that he's going to be a big nation. I'll give you a child. And what does she get? We know she gives birth to Yitzchak. So the pasuk says, well, again, Vashem pakarat Sarah, kasher amar Hashem remembered Sarah like he had said to Avram. But Avram doesn't matter because we all know in man and wife, the wife is the man in a Jewish relationship. Anyway, you'll learn. Isa b'medrash. It's a play on words, right? A joke God made out of me. All who's going to hear about this, they're going to laugh, right? Yitzchak is from the shorosh of litzchok, or to laugh, or to make fun of, right? That's the end of the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah. Okay, the Medrash says that how much simcha is in the world that all the barren ones have left the world. Okay? What does that mean? We'll talk about it, because I'm not sure yet. Rishner is going to help us. There's a question on this. First, we don't know what it means yet, but maybe the question will help us. Why is there this amazing simcha that all of a sudden all these barren ladies or goyim, whatever? So we'll leave it as goyim for now. Gentiles, how's that? I don't even think that's proper, but whatever. Anyway, non-Jews. But so they all left the world. Why is there this amazing simcha? No, the only other Jew in the world except for Sarah at that time was Avram. It was Avram and there were Sarah. There's no other Jews. And were they even Jews? Yes, technically not, actually.
So they had people who were followers by this point,
right? Yeah, so that's a very good point. There were followers, and he's actually going to bring up your point. That's true. V'shar olam haya kulam nachram. But even if he had followers, they were goyim who liked the ideas of monotheism and all kinds of things like that. So it was really, but the only real Jews were Avram and Sarah. They don't even have a minion. A mezumin. A chavratai. V'shar olam hayu kulam nachram. V'im keim eze simcha ita v'olam shnifakdu kama nachra v'noldu goyim rabim. So what's the big deal if, you know, all of a sudden these barren women all over the world gave birth, right? That's what happened. When Sarah gave birth, all of a sudden all these barren women gave birth. And now there's this whole huge simcha in the world. What's the huge simcha that all of a sudden, yeah?
They spontaneously give birth.
I don't know, it's a good question. I'm sure. Medrash, so. How do you want to say it? Whichever way you want. Whichever way you want to interpret it. Probably naturally, because that's actually a good question, a deeper question than you think, because the question of should we do miracles naturally or unnaturally, and the answer is miracles are much better if they're done naturally, and God tries to do miracles as naturally as possible, which is why we don't see most of the miracles that go on, or realize most of the miracles that go on. But what is this? There's this major simcha in the world now that all these right ladies gave birth. All of a sudden, these barren goyim gave birth. Now there's even more goyim. What's this amazing simcha that Sarah is talking about? But teiritzi, and here's what the Rishoner, he asked that question. Now he answers it. Ki ratzon abore barachu sheyeh bechira ba'olam. Anyone know what bechira is?
Choice.
God wanted that there would be choice in this world. Choice. Right? You know, we say it in a lot of Yom Kippur, right? Choose life and not death and all these things. That a free choice should be left in a person, in a person's own hands, to choose God. If God's good in his eyes, if God's bad in his eyes, or if there is no God, if there is a God, all these things are free choice, and they're supposed to be, like it says in the Pasuk. Free choice is an unbelievable thing. Lo mifat hachrach umofet o zulato, not because it's a necessity that you have to believe in God, or we need someone to be an example to choose God, or because other people are believing in God, but rather, no, you have the choice, and you're able to choose God, or you're able to not choose God, and you have this bechira chafshis, this free choice, which is obviously a very deep topic. Kashar hayta emunat Avraham Avinu alav hashalom, shebachar lo ba'atzmot shem elokim. And we know what was so great about Avraham Avinu is that he found God himself. He found God himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say, hey, Avraham, right? He found God. How did he find God? If you look in the beginning, and we should definitely learn this sometime. At the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah in the Rambam, he discusses how Avram found God, and that he wasn't very different than the rest of the people in his generation. Just when he asked the question of where's God and who's God and how is the sun here, but we don't see God and all these things, so he asked it with the foundation of, I understand that there is a God, but where is he? As opposed to the rest of the world would say, where is God? And when they couldn't see God, they say, okay, we believe in God, but we don't see him, so we'll bow down to one of his creations, like the sun, and that's how Avodah Zarah started, actually. It's interesting Rambam, we should learn it sometime. But Avraham Avinu, we know, found God himself and chose to continue, and he didn't have to choose it. He would have been just like everyone else in the entire world. And when Sarah Imenu finally gives birth after this long barrenness, she gives birth to a son, which is obviously continuing in the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avram. Yechol yot az hitbatlut habechira. There, after that, she could have canceled her choice, meaning, I don't have to be Jewish anymore, that's it. I already got my son, I got my promise. Hitbatlut habechira. Mevateo, to cancel out the choice. And all of choice could have been canceled out after that. Hiyuchichu kulam lahodot she'alokim shel Avram hu abarei amiti. And everyone would have seen Sarah, everyone who was laughing at Sarah that she's never going to have a kid, all of a sudden this miracle happens, and she has a kid. And everyone would have been like, okay, there's a God, and there wouldn't have been any choice in the world. If just Sarah gave birth, and then there would have been no choice in the world at all.
How do they link Sarah giving birth to God?
Sorry?
They
don't forget, just like you said, that Avraham Avinu had this following already, and it was known that Sarah, the unfortunate, that Avraham Avinu is not going to have this, and now Sarah all of a sudden gives birth.
They knew that she believed in
God. They knew that she's the amazing one who supports him and the whole food thing, and Avraham Avinu is nothing without Sarah. And everyone would have realized God at that point. And people wouldn't have chose God because, well, maybe I'll ask questions. Who's this? Oh, maybe there's a God in the world. He would have been like, okay, a miracle just happened. There must be a God in the world. And this is why the Medrash says, this is why it's brought down that all the barren goyim in the world, also all the women, they also give birth. Oh, it's not just her. It's everyone. It's okay. It's like a small thing, but like
it's a huge miracle.
Huge miracle, but on the other hand, it's so much less because it's happening to everyone. And maybe it's just like, I don't know, sun god is like everyone give birth today. Yeah, I mean, once again, that probably answers your question of whether it was, you know, in a split second everyone gave birth, which would have been a really bad day to be an OBGYN. Or people just got pregnant. So probably everyone just got pregnant at that point, and then it seemed natural because it was a 9-month process, and then all of a sudden people are starting to give birth again, and you know, it slowly comes in back into the world. But all of a sudden, if this one person were to, sorry, Menu, the one who's like the queen of not having children, and everyone, and boom, she has a baby. So no, but if everyone slowly gets, oh, okay, there's something fixed in the world, then maybe they would have. But it's not like a split nace or like a single thing. It's not a single thing. In fact, this answered the question for me of Am Yisrael when they were walking through the Yamsuf. Already before they hit the end of the Yamsuf, they were complaining that they didn't have any food. This is the greatest miracle that was ever seen in history, right? It's written in the Medrash that anyone who was there saw Nevuas greater than Yechezkel ben Buzi and all these things, right? But they were complaining already, we want food, we're hungry, while they were walking on dry land with two things of sea on both sides of them. This unbelievable miracle. Why? Because it was happening to everyone. Everyone was going through it. Okay, cool, but we're hungry. We're Jews. We need a kiddush. You know, it's about time. It's good to eat. Don't worry about it. Don't feel bad.
Listen, if it happened to everyone, they wouldn't sing it out sorry. They wouldn't see the reason being good.
Oh, that's true.
That's true. What is different about Sarah?
That's also true. If it's Sarah, and Sarah is the one who's this example of the believer in God. It's a fantastic one. She is the believer in God. She represents God. Avraham Avinu and Sarah are the ones who just quote unquote discovered this one God, and now she's the one who gives birth, and no other barren women. But if everyone, I don't know, my God too, the sun God also, and my God the I don't know, hair God, cow God, you know, head God, I don't know, whatever they got. Fine. Like he says over here, he says, I know it happened to have been just luck and luck of the stars and the different constellations and all those things. But everyone did. And they won't know from miracles that the only one who gave birth is the only one who believes in this God, and everyone's going to start believing in that God because this miracle happened to that person. God wanted us to have this free choice. He didn't want us to just choose him because we saw a big miracle. And here comes a huge chiddush. He's going to say, if they want to choose God, they can choose God. But if not, not. And here he brings it back to us. You ready? And this is the idea of tzaddikim in our times. Different tzaddikim in our times, different gedolim, different unbelievable people that we see around us. We know that there are small rabbanim who can have these massive chidushim, and small rabbanim who there are stories about, and especially, you've all been to Poland, I know you guys are in high school, and some people are, just last week, you hear stories of Yassel the Miser, right, and people like that, and he's not even like something huge, right? He's a small guy in the street, but then he's this huge tzaddik, right? And then there's also the greatest, is the Baal Shem Tov and all these amazing people, and the Vilna Gaon, etc., and the Chaim Volozhin, etc., etc. And they were these huge gedolim. But we know that even small things could happen to tzaddikim ketanim in our days. He says, if there were only amazing tzaddikim who did these amazing, wondrous, miracle things, the whole world would follow these people. Right? That's what happened essentially with the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov started doing these amazing things, and in one generation, the world changed. Right? From one, and that's all Chassidus that we have now, essentially. From, you know, one guy. From one, what, then that's just one guy. Imagine a few tzaddikei olam, gedolim, like that, who could do wondrous miracle things. But no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to also to small tzaddikim, they could also do amazing things. So that way we have this Bechira Chavshis. V'lchein natan Hashem od tzaddikim b'olam lerot moftim. He gave all kinds of people and all kinds of stories, and there's stories of people who aren't tzaddikim who even have miracles happen to them, and then they start believing. And all these small little things that it can happen to anyone. Kadesh shelo yivadem mihu tzadik amiti. And so they also say, who is this amazing tzaddik, and we're going to follow him because he represents God, and we're going to follow his God. And they're not going to have choice anymore. They're going to do it because this guy's amazing. We're going to follow the guy who can do the coolest things. Who's the magician? So it's their choice. This is an amazing idea that any one of us has the ability to do these small muftim. Not because we're all tzaddikim gemurim, we're all the greatest people in the world, but for the very fact so that sometimes it shouldn't be that we should see these miracles. There's a reason why God hides himself sometimes. It's so the fact that we can choose it. And when we choose it, it's so much greater. Avram Avinu, if he hadn't found God and chose God and had that Bechira Chafshis, he would never have been Avram Avinu. He would have just been some guy who was like every other guy who saw a cool magician and he's like, dude, I'm going to follow in this magician's footsteps because he's mad cool and he's going to make me a free hot dog. Or, I don't know, crumpet. Why not? There you go. See, I got him. I'm excited. And Yiratzon, that we should all see all the great miracles and all the small things every day. In Meretz Hashem, we will be dancing next circus in Simchas Beis Shoyim, Beis HaMikdash.